It's time for another episode of The Lowdown, and its host, David M. Beach. You can email David with comments, suggestions, and input at lowdowndavid@gmail.com and follow the exploits of the show at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. Also visit and join nossaonline.com, where all they ask is equal treatment, not special treatment. And now, here's The Lowdown.
Well, there you go. Sort of my tribute to Coast AM with my lovely announcer voice. That was just to amuse me. Hello, everybody. I'm David Beach, and you are listening to The Lowdown. This is a podcast that is going to be posted on nossaonline.com, and we're going to be discussing anything you guys want, because it is going to be a podcast for you, and you can get in touch with me several ways, as my announcer just said. lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or we're going to have lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com, where you can put on comments and comment on the show and comment on what's happening and let me know some information I may not know. Perhaps there's news you want me to cover. Perhaps there's just comments you want to make. Hopefully, if this goes as well as I would like it to do, I'm going to have a Skype setup or some form of setup where I can actually talk to you when we're recording it. Now, it's not a live show, but we do tend to record live, so you're going to hear me screw up probably a lot. And most importantly, you're going to be able to call in. I'll try to put it. That's probably how I'll do it. I'll put it on the blog, and then you can see when I'm going to be actually recording in my lovely Pasadena studio here in lovely Pasadena, California. Now, a little bit about me and a little bit about the podcast. We are going to be discussing just about anything. If there's something you want to talk about, get in touch with me, email me, and I will cover it. Other than that, it's going to be hopefully kind of light. Now, I've got a few people lined up to interview, to talk to, people that have height-related issues, people that are just good friends of mine, people I don't know. You might have recognized that theme song as Randy Newman's kind of tune, and if he finds out I'm using it without his permission, I may not be doing the podcast at all. I would love to get hold of Randy Newman and talk to him about that song. And I think you know what I mean. But that's going to be down the road. I'm talking to anybody I possibly can. If you want to talk to me, as I said, we're going to set up the situation. But most importantly, email me. Now, we are going to be covering issues of height-related issues, and we're just going to be covering issues of the day. And just a little bit about me. First and foremost, I am 5'6" tall. And that is my computer. Yes, indeed. That sounds like I just got email. Okay, but we're going to be moving on. As I said, we do this live. So I have now turned down the computer, and I'm ignoring all external sounds. I'm sure my cat is going to jump into the lovely studio and mess with the microphone at some point. But at this time, we're just going to move on. So where was I? Oh, yes. Who am I? Well, as I said, my name is David Beach. I am an actor. I'm a variety performer. I've been doing all sorts of variety performing across the United States and even some other parts of the world. And I've done a few podcasts. Now, if you look to yakyak.com, a lovely company that is now defunct, I had a good podcast on there for a while that I actually brought in music, independent music from around the United States, which, oddly enough, brings me to another point. Kind of a random process here, as you'll notice through each podcast. If you have a piece of music, if you're a member of a band, if you're a singer, if you're a composer, and you want to put a theme song together for me, by gosh, I'll be happy to use it. Unless it's not good, in which case I won't use it. But if it's good, I'll use it. And if I get a bunch of them, I'll take turns and use as much as I can. Because, you know, we are relying on you, the audience, to help us with content. And it's going to be that kind of show. So now, this is the first podcast, so it's not going to go as long as most podcasts. We're talking about usually doing 15 minutes once a week. I hope I get a number of listeners that want to continue listening to it. Now, as I said, I'm an actor and variety performer. I am 5'6" tall, and most relevant, I was actually a dwarf in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs musical at the Happiest Place on Earth. And I was actually one of the tallest dwarves, oddly enough. I was actually also several dwarves. We aren't just one dwarf. So I was Doc, Happy, Grumpy, and Bashful, very, very proud of Grumpy. And it was a fun show, and it was really just a good time. So that's some of the performing I've done. I have had a podcast on yakyak.com, as I said, bringing in music from around the world and independent music. That was the primary focus of the show, called 8 Plays a Week. And I've also done some radio. I was at WGRV in Greenville, Tennessee, 1340 on your AM dial. We played the top 40 music, and here's another request. So that's what I've done. And then WNDN, my college station at Catawba College in Salisbury, North Carolina. And now then X Radio, which I believe is now defunct. If not defunct, the station I worked for is now defunct, or at least the guy moved out of the house. Lovely situation that was. But nonetheless, I am now here doing this podcast, and I'm waiting for you guys. 15 minutes every week. It is The Lowdown, and my email is lowdowndavid@gmail.com and the lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. Now, as I said, we're going to be covering all sorts of things, and we've got quite a few issues that we're going to be talking about. It is a height-related show, or just a current event-related show. And to show you my fascination with this entire... That was my cup of coffee. There you go. Gotta have your cup of coffee when you're doing this. To show you my fascination with height-related issues over the years, I do have a couple of articles I'm going to share with you, and then, in just a brief minute, a recording I found on the internet that I find to be very relevant, and I will be giving comments throughout. I have no idea if I'm supposed to play this or not, but I know that very few people are touching the internet as far as content goes, so I'm not overly concerned about it. And if I get sued, maybe there's a lawyer out there that can help me with it, and we'll protect it. So let's take a look at some of the articles I have gathered over the years in regards to height. And if you have something similar, please feel free to mail me the link or mail me the information. Once again, that email is lowdowndavid@gmail.com. And I can't tell you how amused I was to actually get the email address, lowdowndavid. Okay, so here we go. This is an article that I have had in my possession since January 29th. Of 1988. It was originally published in the USA Weekend, and let me share with you an article that Rich Scheinen, I believe is the pronunciation of the last name, actually printed in this lovely USA Weekend. Here we go. Do shortest people live the longest? Does height make a difference? San Diego aerospace engineer Thomas T. Samaras says yes. In his spare time, Samaras, 5'10", has applied principles of engineering to human body. After analyzing the heights, weights, births, and deaths of more than 3,000 professional basketball players, he's convinced short people live longer than tall ones. Well, the blood doesn't have to travel as far to the brain. His researchers show short people live longer, from 6 to 20% longer than tall ones. That's awesome, depending on their profession. Now, players 5'4 or less lived an average of 69 years, he found, and the average lifespan declined steadily as height rose, 52 years for players 6'6 or taller. You lose 1.3 years of life every inch of height over 5'4, he says. Man, it just makes me happy. Samaras believes there are far more stresses and strains on the tall person's body, from greater weight and from the force of gravity. A tall person's heart is higher from the ground, and the heart has to pump harder to get the blood up to the brain. However, not everyone agrees. I would be very, very skeptical of that, says Johns Hopkins University pulmonary specialist Dr. Solbert Permut. I just don't know any big stresses from a biological point of view. And an insurance industry study says height has little effect on longevity. Besides, says Permut, you don't see mice living long, but you see elephants doing quite well. Interesting. I've never really considered the height difference between elephants and mice, but nonetheless, that's their point. And another fascinating story before we get to the MP3 I pulled off the internet from Helen Gurley Brown, and we'll probably wrap up this particular episode of our podcast with this, because, as I said, it is our first podcast. I'm just trying to get the word out and get you guys involved. And, as I said, we're going to be having interviews with people. I've got some people lined up. We're going to get this underway. Once a week, we're going to be on NOSSAonline.com. I don't know why I have to tell you that, because if you're actually found this, you've probably already found the website. And then, hopefully, fingers are crossed, iTunes, podcast, and the number of people out there that we can affect with this podcast is immense. So, let's see. I also have tons of lists of the heights of celebrities. Kind of fascinating. It's interesting, though, some of them, apparently, according to their press release, change height quite frequently, going from short to tall to not so tall to sometimes even shorter. But let me flip through here and see if there's anything else that I can really really bring up to you, oh, yeah, this is something we're going to cover in another issue. And I think it's actually on NOSSA online. But this was interesting how scientific breakthroughs using genetics to make adults taller, kind of frightening. I'm sure some of you people out there have dealt with that. And I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. But I do know I wouldn't want to deal with that. Let's take a look at this. Okay, there we go. That's a height thing. And as I've been saying, I've been collecting this stuff for a long time. And this has to be fascinating podcast material right here. Okay, we're going to skip on that until another broadcast. There we go. Oh, that's a good one for another broadcast in there. Okay, so now I'm going to jump right to my favorite article that I have had. And this is a very important, there's the cup of coffee again. This is a very important magazine, and unfortunately now is no longer around, a newspaper that is now defunct, but you can find it online. However, I was collecting the headlines years ago, have them framed, and they, let's see, usually it's a UFO alien meets the president, magician saws woman in half for real, Bat Boy escapes, Bat Boy is found, Bat Boy is captured, Bat Boy escapes again, Bat Boy runs the country. That's right, if you've recognized the titles, you know I'm speaking of none other than the Weekly World News. And this article comes to us from November of 1994, the 29th. Here we go. And this I am going to use as my standard response. The headline is, "Tall people are hurting the environment, says study." From San Diego, California, right down the road, Americans are getting bigger every year, an expert says, and if they keep growing at their present rate, they're going to destroy the planet. In the past 75 years, Americans have grown about 1.5 inches every generation. This was in 1994 as well. They're growing more rapidly with each decade as well, according to a longevity researcher, Thomas Samaras. Oh my gosh, is that the same guy? No. Okay. He worries that if the trend continues, the effect on the food supply and the environment will be devastating. If we're just 20% taller, we'd be using vastly more food, Samaras told the Weekly World News. Even if we had the same size population, we'd need 180 million more acres of land to feed us. We'd be dumping 3 billion more tons of carbon dioxide into the environment every year. We'd increase our energy needs by 50% a year, and we'd spend over $3 trillion a year accommodating the population with larger theaters, bigger cars, more textiles for clothing, bigger houses, and so forth. They actually have that in quotes, and so forth. The systems management specialist and researcher said that the average American male is now 5'10", and the average American female is 5'4". But we're putting on at least 1.5 inches every generation, which should soon spell disaster for our species. To avoid certain destruction of the Earth, we will have to take drastic steps. I say we get rid of the taller people. I'm sorry, I shouldn't jump in there, but that's my opinion. Samaras said, we will have to restrict the diet of children so that they will grow more slowly, because we know that height and what you eat is directly hand in hand. So stop feeding your children if you want to keep them from getting tall. By feeding them tasty and enjoyable low-calorie, low-fat foods, we could reduce American kids' heights by 7 or 8 inches in just a few generations. We have to convince people that taller isn't better. That's not that hard to convince. All I need to do is meet some of the incredibly short people that are just incredible people in general. Okay, let's see. We have to convince people that taller isn't better, that height has negative effects on health, longevity, and the environment. We're talking about the survival of the human race. If we don't do something soon, it'll be too late for all of us. So that's our lovely, lovely article that I've pulled. And I've had in my hand since 1994. It also mentions a millionaire who lived in a hollow log who died at 96. An eccentric millionaire who lived in a hollow log for 73 years died in his sleep last week. He was 96. Doesn't say how tall he was, but he must have been relatively short to live that long because, you know, the taller you are, the less you last. Okay, now, I have been fascinated by the height issue ever since I became 5'6", which pretty much the shortest person in my school, and oddly enough, the new kid in my school pretty much every year. But I have searched the internet and found a number of interesting articles, and we will be covering them each and every show. And like I said, we have some interesting people lined up. Now, I tend to line up the tall people first. It's just the way it works. I have a couple of tall people I'm hoping to get interviews with, and this podcast is going to travel. We're going to be in different places. You're going to hear ambient noise as opposed to the lovely Pasadena studio with the sound of my coffee cup in the background and occasionally the recipient of email noises. So now, as I said, searching the internet, I have found a fascinating clip that I can't let just play by itself. I'm going to have to comment as it goes along. But now I'm going to pause briefly because I am going to hook up Ms. Helen Gurley Brown to show you what I'm talking about. Okay, so it should be ready to go. This is Helen Gurley Brown and a clip I found on the internet. Should be enjoyable. I'll keep commenting.
This is Helen Gurley Brown again.
Hi, Helen.
Suppose
yes.
You're short, and you have to look up to a girl instead of being looked up to.
Okay.
How can you be sensationally successful with women?
By being me?
Some short men are, and it isn't any accident.
Some.
They're the most gallant, courtly, most deliriously attentive, and able to make a woman feel like a woman of any man she knows.
Anything to do with
and
height?
They do it without fawning and without elevator heels. Here are some of the trade secrets.
Okay,
get
here we go. Brace yourselves.
Get in the way of thinking that women, all women, are your special province. You can't carry them upstairs like Rhett Butler, but you can leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
Which has to do with height.
I think you should do something athletic to develop a fantastic chest or arms if you can.
Yes,
because
short people don't have that.
However, 1'5'4" friend of mine is not only short, he's downright scrawny.
Oh.
I'm sure they cod liver oiled him half to death when he was a baby, and that didn't help.
What?
Nevertheless, he's hard as nails from tournament golf and married to one of the most beautiful women in Southern California.
Short
Mere
people can't get beautiful women.
Absolutely
is,
nothing
basically.
To do with masculinity.
Right.
Try not to be self-conscious about your height. I know that's a big order, but encourage your girl to wear high heels. Treat her like a showgirl. You're Diamond Jim Brady, and she's Lillian Russell. Tall girls tell me this really is possible.
It is.
To be with a short man who doesn't make them feel tall. It seems to me little men in huge cars look kind of ridiculous.
Huge what?
If you have a Cadillac, well, don't give it away, of course, but if you're considering a new car, I should think a Benz or a Jaguar or any convertible compact would be terrific.
What
Do
the?
Have a big sense of humor, even if you have to have somebody write gags for you. A serious, solemn little fellow has to be Toulouse-Lautrec to get away with it. You know, the most exciting small men I know have things going on around them. They give great parties. They're just kind of razzle-dazzle.
That's
One
amazing.
Chap I know is accident-prone. His cab drivers are always having heart attacks at the wheel and running into telephone poles. And last week, well, he set a hostess's
Helen.
Tapestry on
Helen.
Fire, helping
Helen.
Her with
height.
A flaming shish kebab. He may be making up half of it for all I know, but being colorful helps. A 5-foot-tall Hollywood agent I know plays
yes.
it fabulous. Instead of calling for a girl himself, he sends a car for her.
Then
they go to a little dinner at Romanoff's for a tete-a-tete to get acquainted.
Tete-a-tete.
And after dinner, instead of driving her out to the Pacific to look for seashells, he takes her to the most glamorous Hollywood party. Once it was a party where she sat across from the next president of the United States. A mere tall man would probably have taken this girl bowling.
Of course.
Now,
such a tall sport.
Let me tell you a lovely thought you may not have thought of. A small-boned, pretty, small-busted, lovely girl once told me that she adored small men because they made her feel like a big, voluptuous doll herself.
There you go.
And Tarzan types had always made her feel little and skimpy.
Well, you wouldn't want that to happen. So there you go. There is your lesson from Helen Gurley Brown. If that isn't the most amazing thing. Well, one person I know actually hires a driver. Tall people never hire a driver. Okay. That, I believe, is going to wrap up our first episode. Once again, I'm looking forward to hearing from you people. I want to know what's on your mind, because I honestly, I'm sure I'm missing all sorts of things. And granted, I don't always take things that seriously, but if there is a serious issue out there that you want to address, I will be more than happy to address it. I will be your champion for that cause. It's going to be a great podcast. I'm hoping to stick around for quite some time and get a lot of things taken care of. I want as many listeners out there as I possibly can. Of course, what podcast doesn't? And I want Helen Gurley Brown, whom I believe is no longer with us. I'd have to check my references on that and maybe get a writer, because, you know, short people can't come up with stuff on our own. We have to have a writer, and we can't carry people up the stairs, and yeah, we might drop them because, you know, they're only so close to the ground. Anyway, to make a long story short, or a long podcast short at this point in time, I really appreciate you listening. I'm hoping you've enjoyed this first podcast. If you haven't, let me know. It is lowdowndavid@gmail.com, and you have been listening to The Lowdown. Have a great day, and please check us out again.
It's time for another episode of The Lowdown, and its host, David M. Beach. You can email David with comments, suggestions, and input at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, and follow the exploits of the show at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. Also visit and join nossaonline.com, where all they ask is equal treatment, not special treatment. And now, here's The Lowdown.